Welcome. In this advanced sound design lesson, we're recreating and adapting the Total Science Mix Out section in Ableton Live 12, carving and arranging for jungle, old school drum and bass vibes. I'll walk you through building a 3264 bar mix out using only livestock devices and workflows, so it works live or in arrangement. First, what you'll build. By the end, you'll have a multi-layered break arrangement that transforms an amen or old school loop into chopped, filtered, and resaturated parts. A carve bus using EQ8 in mid/side and multiband dynamics to shift focus from sub to high end dynamically. Parallel distortion and stereo manipulation using audio racks, utility and drum racks. Automated filter sweeps, band ducking and hit triggered chops to create that classic Total Science send-off. Clean use of livestock reverbs and delays to keep fills spacious without losing punch. Now let's walk through it step by step. Preparation. Tempo and sources. Start by setting the tempo to 170-174 BPM. Create a new arrangement range for the final 64 bars and name it Mix Out 64. Import your core sources into separate audio tracks. A main drum loop, amen, think, etc. A bass loop, one stab or lead, and a few spare break hits. Snare, kick, hats. Warp each clip to grid. Use Beats Warp mode for breaks. Keep transients preserved and set transient sensitivity around 1632 samples. Create the basic split break architecture. Duplicate your main break into three parallel audio tracks and name them Break Dry, Break Chop, and Break Grain. On Break Dry, keep the full range loop and set clip gain so peaks sit around -6 dB. On Break Chop, right-click the clip and slice to new MIDI track. Use transient or 16 slice depending on the loop and choose slice to drum rack so you can resequence via MIDI. Set the drum rack pads to simpler in classic mode to preserve natural pitch and timing. For break grain, duplicate the original clip. Warp with Complex Pro if you want a textured source, then load into simpler or sampler for grain manipulation, or plan to use grain delay later. Carving with EQ8 mid/side and multiband dynamics. Create a grouped return or a grouped set of tracks called Carve Bus and route sends from Break Dry, Break Chop, the bass and stab to it, keeping send amounts off to start. On the Carve Bus, insert EQ8 and set it to mid/side mode. Target moves you'll use. Tighten stereo low content by cutting sides below roughly 250 Hz. Place a surgical notch in the mids around 800-1.2 kHz in the mid-channel to make room for snares, and add a small bell boost in the sides around 3.56 kHz for hat sparkle that you can open later. After EQ8, add multiband dynamics. Set crossovers at about 120 Hz and 3.2 kHz for low/mid/high bands. Sidechain the mid-band to a transient heavy drum track, typically a snare bus, and set the mid-band ratio around 2.5:1 with a short attack of 6-10 ms and a release around 120-200 ms. This lets snares carve space out of the mids as they hit, a hallmark move for a Total Science mix-out. Dynamic filtering and macros. On the Carve Bus, create an audio effect rack with two macro knobs. Macro 1, labeled High Air, maps to an auto filter cutoff and to the EQ8 gain around 5 kHz. Set the auto filter as a high pass initially at 60 Hz and map its cutoff from 60 Hz up to about 3.5 kHz. Macro 2, Harsh/Sat, maps to the saturator dry/wet and drum bus drive for on-demand grit. Set sensible min and max ranges so your macros remain musical. For example, auto filter 60 right arrow 3.5 kHz and saturator drive 0 right arrow about 6 dB. Chop sequencing and stochastic energy. On the Break Chop drum rack, program a 1-bar MIDI pattern that resequences hits. Include triplet rolls and reversed hits. Use Quantize 1/32 triplets and add micro timing. Nudge every 8th note by 5/12 ms with a groove or manual offset to humanize. Place beat repeat before other effects on that chain for live stutter fills. Try interval at 1/4 with grid 1/16 or 1/32, chance between 20-50% for occasional glitches. Map the beat repeat interval or chance to a macro so you can automate bursts on demand. Sub hold and bass carving. Put bass in its own bass bus. On that bus, split chain so you have a subs only chain and a mid/saturated chain. For subs, low pass everything above 350 Hz or so and avoid saturation. Use multiband dynamics on the bass to tame low band peaks, clamping 3-4 dB when needed. Create a parallel saturated chain with saturator and blue compressor on slower attack, then use a chain selector or macro to crossfade between clean sub and saturated mid bass for the last 16 bars to build energy. Stereo width and mid/side excitement. Use utility to automate with unkey sends. For example, automate your lead/stab send from 120% width down to 50% to tighten the mix as it narrows, then open to 140% for the final hit. On breaks and hi-hats, you can add a gentle +2 dB gain in the side channel of EQA during fill bars to make splashes pop. Arrangement: carving the 64 bars, structure the section in blocks. A solid example: bars 116, main break and bass. Slowly open higher macro from 60 Hz to around 1.2 kHz. Bar 1732, introduce break chop patterns and light beat repeat bursts on 4/8 bar boundaries. Start bringing in carve bus sends. Bars 3348, create a half drop moment around bars 3637. Pull elements and let multiband dynamics midband ducking work hard. Increase the saturator macro for added grit. Bars 4964, full intensity. Add break grain textures, automate stutters and slams of filters, and reserve a final open filter slam on the last bars. Use glue compressor lightly on the master with a slower release to glue punch. Micro automation and clip level tricks. Use clip envelopes to modulate simpler filter cutoff per slice so each chop has its own tone. Use MIDI follow actions on break chop MIDI clips to randomize slice playback for small sections. Controlled randomness keeps the energy alive without losing structure. Facial effects and final polish. Set up return channels. Send it to hybrid reverb with a plate/room setting for snares, short pre-delay and a high cut near 8 kHz. Send B to echo in tape mode, ping pong with a high cut at 6-7 kHz for vintage flavor. Automate send levels, reduce returns during busy sections and swell them in breakdowns for long tails. On the master bus, use a light glue compressor, low ratio around 1.5:1 and attack near 30 ms, and finish with a limiter set just under 0 dB. Leaving peaks around -6 dB before limiting for mastering flexibility. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't oversaturate the low end. Always split sub and mids and saturate mids only. Set sensible multiband crossover points. Poor crossover placement causes pumping. Avoid mapping macros to full extremes unless that's intentional. Full travel can sound abrupt. Use the correct warp mode for breaks. Complex can smear transients. And don't overuse beat repeat. Keep chance low and reserve full bursts for one or two bars. Pro tips: map to hardware controls to mix out sweep and grit for fast hands-on control. Use EQ8 in mid/side to open the sides on hi-hats in the last 8 bars for classic widening. Slight pitch offsets across slices, ±2/5 semitones. Add musical variation without breaking tempo. Add subtle tape flutter via echo in tape mode and tiny, to tune in simpler for character. Keep auto filter resonance low during fast chops to preserve transient snap. Finally, resample nailed sections to free CPU and create one-shot transitional loops you can reslice. Mini exercise: build a 16-bar mini mix out. Take an amen and a 2-bar bass at 174 BPM. Create break dry and break chop and a carve bus with EQ8M/S and multiband dynamic sidechain to snare. Program break chop with a repeating 1-bar pattern and set beat repeat to trigger a 1/16 burst on bar 12. Automate an auto filter macro from 100 Hz to 2.5 kHz across the 16 bars and add +3 dB of saturator only for bars 12-16. Export and compare to a commercial Total Science mix out to check energy curves and carving. Recap: we built parallel break chains, dry, chopped and grain, and used EQ8 in mid/side plus multiband dynamics for frequency-specific carving and dynamic ducking. We added parallel saturation and stereo width tricks with racks and utility, sequenced chops with drum rack and beat repeat, and laid out a 3264-bar arrangement with clear automation points for a Total Science-style send-off. Use macro ranges musically, always split and protect the sub, and work in 8-16-bar chunks for faster iteration. Final thought: keep grit, but preserve function. Subtract in the mid-range where needed. Add character with parallel chains. And always think in terms of the energy curve, tighten, tease, and release. Use the notes as a checklist while building your mix out, and you'll get that Total Science old-school DNB vibe with clarity and punch.